And with news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A new high-tech monitoring program is set to take shape in the headwaters of Colorado and Gunnison Rivers. Luke Runyon has more.
It's called the Next Generation Water Observing System, and the idea is to use the latest technology to get an up-close and personal look at how water moves through the river's headwaters. The program will use a network of sensors, cameras, even drones to give scientists the clearest picture of how the river gets its start high up in the Rocky Mountains. Chad Wagner oversees the program for the U.S. Geological Survey.
The entire Colorado River Basin supplies water for more than about 40 million people, and there's nearly 5.5 million acres of farmland in the western U.S.
The Colorado and Gunnison Rivers are the second location in the country to be selected for the new program. Wagner says full build-out could take place next year, pending congressional funding. I'm Luke Runyon.
The city of Aspen is hosting open houses to gather public input on four different projects. The meetings, which Aspen is calling a feedback forum, will address a redesign for Galena Plaza and improvements to the Pepke Transit Hub. The city is also looking for feedback on electric scooters and bikes with no docking stations, and will take a poll on the idea of bringing dockless mobility to Aspen. Finally, there will be a chance to share thoughts on small cell infrastructure, the new cell service technology that will be rolled out in Aspen over the next few years. Both meetings will be held on Wednesday, December 4th at the Limelight Hotel in Aspen. In the chaos of Thanksgiving cooking, food can be left out and hands may not be washed. And the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says those are some of the most common causes of foodborne illnesses. The department says don't thaw foods at room temperature, plan enough time for food to thaw in the refrigerator, cook turkey and stuffing to 165 degrees and ham to 145. Recipes with eggs should be cooked to 155 degrees or above. After the big meal, officials say put the leftovers in the fridge right away instead of leaving them out. Don't leave any food with meat, dairy, eggs, or poultry at room temperature. And most importantly, wash your hands. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.